Okay, so today we're going to talk about this post-pandemic era that we're looking at. And again, not projecting when it actually starts, because we know we're still within watching those numbers. We're still losing people every day. We're still seeing a lot of people being tested. And I think when they start sending out enough tests for the states so they can know how many people are afflicted, we'll even have more accurate numbers out there. But they need to do that in order for these states to open up and reopen the businesses. And everybody's anxious. They're getting for those of us in network marketing, of course, we don't have that stay-at-home fever inside of us because we have a stay-at-home business, but which is one of the benefits we have. So let's look at, though, just talking about how do we step into this whole arena, because we are perfectly positioned in our industry to support people coming out of this pandemic. And it doesn't mean that they wait till they come out of it. They could sign up today. $49, they have a home-based business. They have their own gig that's home-based. $49, that's it. So I gave you a quote right at the beginning. Fleischmann Hillard, a PR giant, examining the coronavirus, it's reshaping our perceptions, behaviors, values, and societies. This crisis has clarified what really matters to individuals, said Natasha Kennedy. Consumer behavior has changed, and for many, those changes will persist past the pandemic. So it's up to us to recognize the shift in our economy, right? So we want to be ready, start now. There's going to be a new normal, right? And some of the things I bring up here are things that we really have to be aware of. Employer downsizing. This is presenting them an incredible opportunity to not bring back their complete employee workforce. And I believe it will be brought back segment by segment. Many of them, not all of them, of course, but many of them will see that happen. So even the people who had jobs before, there's no guarantee, unless you're one of those critical employees, that you're necessarily going to have that job afterwards. Now, that's going to be a small percentage of our economy, but it's still going to impact thousands of people. The retail closures and downsizing and disappearing. Neiman Marcus took the hit this past week, right? Everybody saw that. And whoever thought Neiman Marcus was going to file for bankruptcy, it closed down massive numbers of stores. That's where we're just, I'm telling you, that's the tip of the iceberg. It's just the first one. We have yet to see that continual downward trend out there in terms of retail. We've seen a retail market that already has been devastated. Remember the last 5 years when everything started moving to Amazon and we saw, you know, tumbleweeds going through the shopping malls? Well, this is just another event that's triggering a greater move in that direction. So we'll see more. And some of the other things, Amazon projected to grow even further because growth, especially within the retail slowdown, when we see that, what happens to the ship to home and all the things that are going on? It's just going to increase direct ships. People are going to change their buying behavior. We already seen a major shift happen. We get boxes at our back door. My husband's in love with it. That's almost like every day we get boxes in. And we're going to see that continue. We're going to see that continuous upsurge in ship direct to home and buying on the internet. We even buy our cat food. There's not very many things around this house that aren't bought. Fresh groceries. I guess we haven't done that yet. That's one thing. The other thing that we can look at and see a concern, it's already kind of been, U.S. has kind of isolated itself already from the world in many ways because of our current leadership. It's interesting that, you know, for the first time in a crisis situation, the U.S. did not take lead. And that it took France that actually summoned the G7 meeting in Riyadh, not Washington, to summon a G20 meeting. So we're seeing a new reemergence or resurgence or shift that's happening in world leadership that will continue to change as well. And that's going to be intriguing to see how that works as we serve more of an isolationist type or, America first attitude out there. That's changing the world as well. The gig workers, a coalition of gig companies such as Uber, is currently asking Congress to allow companies to keep treating its employees as independent contractors while affording them partial employee benefits. So notice this shift is happening. Your Uber and Lyft, all these they're going, you know what? These people have been contributing to us. We're making billions of dollars off of these drivers, these independent contractors. And yet when a crisis like this happens, we can't support them. We can't help them because they're not employees. We don't have employee benefit packages. We don't have ways that they can tap into us. So they're looking at all these aspects of these people are not able to work, and we can't protect them. So they're proposing partial employee benefits. Now, how does that work? And you get the status as being an independent contractor. So we see a shift that's going to occur even in this arena, perhaps. We see major labor groups who are fighting this. Because why? Because they're saying these guys are employees. They're getting employee benefits. They should be treated as employees just like the rest of the employees that are out there that are paying the price by being part of the labor pool. They shouldn't be treated as independent contractors. So we see a kind of a little side war going on around the gig economy. That's a crucial point for all of us to be aware of because we're in the gigs, right? We're a gig. Network marketing is a gig. So we need to keep an eye on that. Purchasing will permanently look different. Again, we talked about most retail's taking a great hit, and we're going to become more tumbleweeds flowing through stores and zones that are just going to change. About the only thing not ordered from Amazon is groceries. More than two-thirds of consumers surveyed said the pandemic has changed the products and services they once thought were important. So what is that shift going through? You're seeing a major shift. This is huge for all of us in the health industry because luxury is going down and health is going up. So what do you think that says about us? Perfect storm, perfect timing for you in Manatech to actually explode your business. Because people are starting to value that. One of the things that I'm highlighting is that never, ever compromise your immunity. You know, languaging around this. That's part of our package we're working on and going forward and building websites and ads. Never compromise immunity. That's the number one thing. I mean, I believe that there are a lot of us in Manatech that are doing so well because we take these products every day. We're not compromising our immunity. We're taking great gut products. And we're taking care of our, you know, our big, huge, you know, number one best aloe in the world product, Ambertose, in our body every day. Makes a difference when your immune system's functioning at a high level. About half the customers said they'll continue opting for delivery of goods rather than going to the store once it settles. So Zoom is supposed to be, you know, going to be something that's going to be here for. You know, the amount of use of Zoom people are projecting is going to be really off the charts higher after this is over because they're so used to it, and some people are totally adapting. They're becoming, you know, Zoom is their method of communication. So for those of us who've been in network marketing, of course, we've been doing Zoom and using that for years now, and so it's just our society's catching up with us. So what does that say to you as a network marketer? It tells you, wow, I can start scheduling Zoom meetings out there on a more prolific basis, and I'm going to capture more people because they feel more comfortable using Zoom today. It's a platform that everybody acknowledges. So we no longer have that problem with too high tech for somebody, right? And look at, we're doing, well, it's not Zoom, we're using Skype, but they're doing a whole Man Alive by Skype this weekend. So what does that tell you about shifting? And the cost savings involved. You and I don't have to buy hotel rooms. We don't have to fly places to have a Manatech event. We can actually watch it online. So there's just a lot of. I could go on and on because there's so many shifts in the economy. But those to me were really important for us as network marketers. The other aspect of this that I wanted to talk to you about was something else that's going to be very important for us to share and do it properly with people as we are going through this and coming out of the pandemic is the fact that we can look at what's been happening with our retirement accounts. Now, the article out there that I found was actually before the pandemic really hit hard. I mean, we knew it was coming in December and January and February, but we really didn't see that huge numbers till February, March. But on the 24th of February, there's an article that was published that was entitled, Americans Lose $5.7 Billion Each Year from Early Withdrawal of 401ks and IRAs. If we were willing to do that before the coronavirus, what do you think people are doing today? Well, there are, you know, the government programs, and they're talking about now, you know, there's a proposal out there that if you pull from your IRA or your 401k, and I think some of this is already being implemented, that you won't have to have those penalties assessed during this difficult financial time. All the savings, people everywhere are talking about their savings becoming depleted because of what we're going through. People are living off of bare-bone unemployment benefits, maybe, if they receive them, but they're stretching. They're pulling out all their savings, if they had any, and trying to live day-to-day. That's why we see a lot of, you know, people in the streets arguing, you know, open up the economy, because they don't have any cash left. They can't afford to live. The food banks are run dry. It's my heart bleeds for what's going on in this economy today and across the world, because it's not just the U.S. But we see the disappearing of retirement accounts. We see the relief programs out there, you know, that we don't have to pay our taxes on time or payments, you know, delay in payments without repercussions. And again, the new push for being able to pull funds out of retirement. But it doesn't help us for what depletion has already occurred. So this is another crisis that will kill people's lives when everything gets back on track. All the retirement savings that they had, their little buffer zone, their little, you know, protection zone is gone or significantly depleted. So we want to rebuild that. We want to talk about the concern people have that they've lost their safety net through these times. And we're perfectly positioned to help people have a remedy for that. So I put in the outline today just the concept, and I'm building a piece on this as well, independent piece to use as a marketing material, is the ultimate gig for our future is the idea, because it's not just for our now. What if we took our Manatech earnings in a conservative and put it into a conservative bank account? Or an account that allowed compounding, right, interest on it. And let's say you make 500, because we're talking about with the gig, we're talking about people making, you know, anywhere from 200 to 500, maybe up to $1,000 a month. That's all we're talking about. And we have a perfect document in our library today that expresses that. It's called The Ultimate Gig, The Gig Economy, right? It shows you how to build team. I say it's like a three-step process, right? You go this, you build your customer pod, build team two, then you build team four, find two new partners, and you help your four partners do the same thing. If you do that, you're going to be making $1,000 on a monthly basis. So it's not hard to talk about how to make that kind of income with Manatech. It's right there in that document. So we use that document to help people understand how to do that. And then just say, what if you took 500 of this, or even if you just made 500? Instead of spending it today, because you've depleted tremendous amount of your savings and your retirement, what if we start putting it into some place where you get a 5% annual return? After 5 years with that 5% return, you will have $34,000 in a bank account. And this is income that you're making over here that you're just choosing to use part or all of your Manatech income and putting it into a savings arena that gives you compounded interest. After 10 years, you'd have $78,000. After 20, you'd have $207,000. Is that a nice little nut for retirement? Yeah. And most people can think about that. But this is what's important, and this is why I'm putting it into that my document, too. If you wait 5 years, after 20 years, at 2040, you'll only have $78,000. Do you notice the difference between $207,000 and $78,000? This is what compounding does for you. If you wait another day, you lose the compounding effect. So I actually gave you a calculator that you can go to, a hyperlink in the outline, that you can go play with it yourself. So why do you want to lose $129,000 10 years later, right? It's like you don't want to do that. You don't want to lose, so you don't want to wait 5 years to start. 10 years after that, you've lost already $129,000. So you don't want to do that. So do I even have to ask you why not now? And that's the concept here. We're going to try to build for people. Let's do it now. Get involved with Manatech today. Build that extra $500,000 a month. Use some of it if you want to for your daily expenses, but put it in an account that's going to give you compound interest. And watch what happens over the next 10, 20 years. Some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I'd rather invest in the stock market. It's a great deal today. That's risky for people. If they're not sophisticated in what to invest in, they're in trouble. Yes, you would have been brilliant if you would have bought $1,000 worth of Apple stock 25 years ago. You'd be a multimillionaire today. But, you know, people don't make those kind of choices. I bought Apple, but I sold out because I had already made like 100.
Why did you do that?
Lydia's going, why should you? Because I made 100% return on my money. Who knew that I could have got 1,000% return, right? I mean, we don't know. So, I mean, it's just when you get that kind of return, you're ecstatic with it. But so the idea is that you have this concept of this kind of return you can make in something that's very, very secure. So it's the concept is, you know, work on, go through the, you know, how do I make $500 to $1,000 per month? And use the Manatech's gig economy worksheets and build something that's going to attract people about how to rebuild their economic security. Not just retirement accounts, but also an economic security. Where do I, what kind of cash flow am I going to have in my life? Where can that be dependable to me? And it's amazing. And as you allow these funds to continue to get compounding interest, when you get to $207,000, a lot of you are going to be able to just take the interest off, so your $207,000 never goes away. You're just going to live off the interest payment that comes on it, the compounding effect on it, on those monies, right? So we have the ultimate gig. It solves so many problems. It solves the problems in the economy. It solves the problems with what's going on, the shuttering of retail. It solves the problem of running home-based business. It's got so many tax advantages and everything else. It solves the problem of, you know, your retirement accounts and how you build your future and financial security. So it's a gig. And the gigs today, we have massive gigs today. There are tons of them out there. You can look at, I mean, there's over 60 million people are in the gig economy today in the United States. Over 60 million people. That's a huge percentage of our working population. If you look at the working population, that's a huge percentage of our working population. It might be sound small compared to the, what we have, 500 million people. I don't know what our actual number is. But a lot of those aren't working population. They're elderly, non-workers, or they're children. So when you look at the working population, 60 million is a huge percentage of our working population. So there are many, many ones out there. I gave you a chart, and you're going to see more of it this weekend. I'm just giving you a little taste test of what we're going to see when we hear from John Fleming this weekend, who really is kind of like the grandfather of the network marketing industry, and he's formed a group of people. There are like 50 people that are working on this whole concept of the gig economy. They put out a magazine called The Gig Economy. They're now writing a book, but they go out and they speak on this because they're looking at what's happening to the direct sales industry in a market such as this and the gig economy, how our greatest competitor as a network marketing company is not the FTC. We will look at all the things and the pressures that are happening from the Federal Trade Commission in terms of coming after network marketing companies like Herbalife and other ones that have Avocare. Some of these that have totally shut down, gone out of business. They just run a retail service today. I mean, you're seeing the attacks over and over again all the time. There are a number of lawsuits right now pending because they're saying basically, you know, people shouldn't get paid 25 levels deep. They should get paid on who they bring in, the consumers they have. They're forcing a higher percentage of consumers in our organization, which is something corporate's working on right now. They have a number of projects that they're working on to support us to achieve some of those statistical data that will support Manatech to be viable in the future. So this is all happening within, it's a change in our federal governance that's happening over network marketing companies, direct sales industry, to shift it to be more equitable, right? So that's going on. But that's not a threat to our survival. You know, the idea is that we're going to be competing with the gig economy. There are 60 million plus in the gig economy today. And none of these gigs are in network marketing or direct sales. So I gave you a picture of one of the slides that you're going to see this weekend from John Fleming, just a little taste test. But he talks about all the different gigs out there, whether it's Airbnb, TaskRabbit, Lyft, Uber, DoorDash, Postmates, Etsy, Fiverr, GetAround. All, they listed the top nine, right? And he said average per month income they make, median per month. And when you look at these numbers, people, we blow them out of the park in terms of our team two, team four, and then just help your team four get to their team four. And we can talk about that. We don't talk in network marketing today about becoming a multimillionaire and all blah, blah, blah. We have lots of them out there in Manatech, undeniably, and you're going to hear from a couple of them. They're on the agenda for this coming Saturday. So you're going to hear from them and their perspective about M5M and other things that they're involved in, making a difference in this world, which is wonderful. But when you're looking at what's going on in the, this chart here was so impactful on me when I first saw it about a month ago when I heard John speak, I wanted to share it with you. You're going to see it this weekend, but I wanted to give you a heads up. This is a guy you do not want to miss on the agenda. He's tremendous. He's going to be talking about the gig economy, and it is our future. This is our competition. People are moving from direct sales into the gig economy. But what are the advantages of the gig economy? Some people go, well, I'm assured of making that. If I get my car out and I drive Uber every single week, I'm assured that I'm going to have that income. With direct sales, I'm not. But we can be, as long as we teach people right and we work with them to be effective in the gig economy, to compete with the gig economy, build a much better gig for them. Because comparing our gig to these gigs is night and day. And we already have that chart on that. But this is what they're talking about, the ultimate gig. You can see the earnings. I can build a team four and I'm making $500 on a monthly basis. None of these other gigs are making that. Just not even getting to helping my team four build out their team four, which is what gets me to the $1,000 a month under our current compensation plan. So you see, build your consumer pod, find two partners, add two more partners, have them duplicate what you are doing and get to their team four, and guess what happens? You're making $1,000. Are you going to stop there? Probably not, because the people that you just brought on are going to try to make their $1,000 a month as well. So you can see how this grows. But yeah, it's basically four legs that you have. You have four business partners, and you support them in their growth. That's team four. So lots of great things we can do with our compensation plan, the way it works today, to track people to get that. And one of the things we love so much about network marketing is the residual income, right? You get paid every single month. To me, it's the greatest distinction between us and what's out there in the gig economy. I still get major checks every single month from the work I've done for the last 20 years. If I retired today, like so many, you know how many presidential directors out there are retired that do virtually nothing in their business today? And they're just collecting these checks. And their checks are 10 times what their Social Security check is. But that's what network marketing is about. You're building an asset. You're building an asset, not just an income stream, but an asset, right, for your future. So that's what we want to compare it to. When I do an Uber driver, guess what? I'm building nothing. I get paid for the work I do in that moment. There's no difference. Compared to being an employee, employees might have security. In gigs, you don't even have security. You're an independent contractor. But yes, I do understand the benefits of a gig versus being an employee. They're massive. It's called independence, right? Right. We all want to be independent. So if you look at the statistics out there, people definitely are not looking for a job. In fact, a lot of people that I've communicated with, they miss their paycheck, but they don't miss the job environment. You know, they get a little stare crazy being at home all the time or doing other things, but there's a level of freedom they've never experienced before. People aren't really looking for a job. They're looking for an experience. They're looking for something that can earn them that extra $200 or $500 or $1,000 a month. And they would walk away from what they're earning out there. And I'm not talking about the people making $250,000 a year in their job. I'm talking about the people that are out there that are taking home maybe $1,000 a month, side gig, just to help them get by, meet the needs of the family. So, and if you look at the statistics, 80% of people in network marketing only ever make $200 to $500 per month. So that's where a lot of people, they're in it because that gives them a sense of financial security. And I just showed you how you can take $500 a month and build it to $207,000 after 20 years. Incredible what compounding does. And that's why compounding is so critical to teach as well. So it shows you the value of that $500 a month, because sometimes people look at it, $500 a month, and go, well, the big deal. What can I do with $500 a month? I can pay my electric bill or whatever. And you're going, no, 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 this is what you can do, right? So terrific to see all that. And again, don't miss Man Alive this weekend to make sure you're listening to John Fleming and hear his whole presentation. I think he's speaking for 35, 45 minutes, and you're going to enjoy every bit of it. Why Manatech instead? I just gave some ideas in the outline about Manatech. You know, there's certain things that happen in the gig economy that cause it to be the gig economy. Like if you're an Uber driver, I know Lydia was an Uber driver for about a year on and off. And she finally quit. The wear and tear on her car. She had people that threw up in her car as well. Of course, Uber covers that. But it was the wait around. Can I park my car at the airport? Do I want to do that for 25 minutes just to get one 20-minute ride? I mean, there was a lot of wasted time in her life, and she just decided, this is not for me. You know, the gas, the oil, the checkups, the making sure the car is in good shape, all these kind of things. Does it provide extra cash flow? Yes, but there's a cost to it, outside costs, yeah? And with Manatech, you have no wear and tear on that. You have no outside costs. You stay at home. You get terrific tax write-offs on your home-based businesses, right, home expenses. No harassment from customers. Of course, some of you will go, Mary Jo, I get harassed once in a while. Okay, good. All right. You can, but we serve our customers. No waiting for others to find you. You don't have to sit around and wait for other people. You go out there and find people. It's your own initiative. No returns, no customer service, no production inventory, all those things. Like if you're in Etsy or you start your own business on eBay or whatever, you've got to do all of that work from A to Z, every aspect of it is your job. So you can do those things, but isn't it easier when you have a company that supplies 100% of that and all you do is go out there and share with people some of the most advanced products in the world today to support immune health? Because trust me, people, when we walk away from this pandemic, people are going to be out there going, how do I protect my immunity? We saw this devastation because people had poor immune systems. That's why children and young people are not being as impacted as the elderly and the people who have health conditions, because their immune system shot. If we can support that in people, guess what? All the difference in the world, and you should never be without it. So, a new awareness on immunity. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there talking about this is not going to be our first. This has been horrific for all of us, the worst that I can remember in my lifetime. But could there be another one? And they're already surmising that, you know, we're going to have a relapse in the fall. I hate to say that, but that's what I've heard from the experts, that potential relapse, and there could be another one around the corner. And we were woefully unprepared for this one, and hopefully we'll be more prepared for the next. But the idea is that we always want to be prepared physically. In our physical bodies, we want to prepare our physical bodies. So let's go out there and do that. How am I using our products? A lot of ways, and I'm building brochures on that too. The best aloe in the world, that's our representation, and we can make it. And we have the proof. You have documents in the library that support that. If you're not using those, then you're not doing the right thing that really serves you. We're not making that representation. Manatech Incorporated, the company, is making that representation to us. And they have a reason for it because of the ACE Manin level in our products. Off the charts, no one compares. And they have a document that shows that. Now, is that too technical for some people? Maybe, but if somebody asks you, how can you say that? You have proof. You're not puffing. You're not just going out there and blah. You have proof. proof you have the best aloe in the world. And then you want to also talk about your gut, because why? 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So if you have an unhealthy gut, guess what happens? Your immune system's impaired. So it's not just about feeding our great products in the body to help us boost our immune system. It's about protecting our gut. And that can solve so many other problems that we see out there. There are probably, 25, 30 different disease conditions just off the top of my head that are just surrounding our gut issues. And so we want to help protect that as well, not just because we don't want to have those conditions, but we want to support our immune system. So I love GI Pro Balance as another product that we use to protect our gut. So that's it, people. Hopefully insightful. Any questions? I gave you a couple articles attached to the back of the outline as well that I found that you just to give you more insights and whatever. I think the more cognizant we are about what's going on in the world and what's happening and how we're going to reshape ourselves coming out of this is critical for us to build the best possible business. And I think that we have about a 6-month, 9-month period of time where we can take this to a whole nother level and capture lots of people involved with our company because of what we represent. But will it take energy and effort on your part? Absolutely. Are people going to choose not to do it? No doubt in my mind. But it's about you. What do you want to build? You have one of the most incredible opportunities in building your Manatech business that you'll probably see in a lifetime, and are you going to take advantage of it? That's the only question. So, okay, I'll open for question and answers now. I know I'm a little early. Woohoo! Anyone, questions?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Thank you for all this great information again. Have you been sending out to by email people on your email list who are not in your downline any information you have talked about sending out? Because I have only been receiving the outline, emails with the outline and the reminder about your Monday morning call.
Oh, you mean information about the program I'm putting together and the process?
No, just any and everything that you would put out as a follow-up to these Monday morning trainings. Because like a little while ago, like at the beginning of today's call, you said something about you would be sending out.
You're right, and I talked about building a whole program. I'm staring at my chart right now, which you guys would love, a flow chart, step by step by step by step. And I was hoping I would get it done in 10 days, so 14 days, and it's taken almost an entire month. But we've been doing massive video shoots. We have materials that we're drafting now. My website, if you want to go look at it, you can go look at it. Oh, Lydia's going, not yet. She says, it's not done. I do have a website out there that I've built out to do this, and we're gonna offer up people that want to do different things. I don't know how that's gonna actually look. I have to finish it first, but it's taken massive shooting. I've done video shooting now, and I'm like so tired and worn out from video shooting. But yes, we have tons of materials that we're putting together. I'm also working with Al Bala around it as well. But I think it's just a huge opportunity, and I will make all the materials. I'm making brochures and things like that. That will obviously be made available for you guys to use when you're out there marketing, because it'll help you with your communication of the facts and these issues in a simpler fashion, so you don't have to memorize them and know them off the top of your head. So we'll make that available, as well as the videos to be able to share with people. So that probably, I don't know, I am looking at Lydia right now, we're probably maybe 2 weeks out before it's totally done. My website probably will go live before that, but getting the brochures and all that worked out, because that takes time as well.
So this is a program you'll be selling?
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with it yet. Lydia, we haven't talked about that. We just tried to my whole deal was I want to get out there and make a difference in people's lives, right? I want to help people, and I want people to understand this incredible opportunity you have in front of you, because, you know, this pandemic just raised the issue to a whole nother level for us and what we have. And so that's my whole goal. So I don't know what that's going to look like, Martha, but I guarantee you it'll be, I mean, the materials and videos and the brochures, everything like that. I don't know what we're going to do about websites, whether we have people, you know, can choose to do. I haven't even thought about it. Does that make sense? Because I've been so focused. Trust me, this has been a, between Man Alive and this 24-hour around the clock. Like, I haven't been doing much else but this. It was. If I would have known this is the size of the project, I probably would maybe wouldn't have tackled it. But it's turned out to be a lot more involved than what I originally thought. But yes, and it's and don't worry. I mean, I know some of you are sitting back going, "Oh, Mary Jo, I want to be a part of it. I want to be able to purchase some of it, or I want to participate in some way, shape, or form. I want to have this for myself to use." There is not a timing problem on this. I want you guys to know, because the pandemic is still with us. You know, I know there's a lot of pressure on reopening our economy, and that's always going to be there because people are they're starving, they're desperate, they don't have cash flow. So, but those that's part of your target market as well as you start building. So it's almost better that they, you know, get back employed in the economy before you go target them, because they are going to have a tough time seeing it at this stage. They're just desperate to put food on tables and things like that, and that's why we work at food banks and other things we do to help people through this. But the idea is that this is going to be relevant for the next 12 months, 18 months for sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're going to lose sight of what we went through as a nation, do you, in the last?
No,
ever. So the idea is that I don't want you to feel anxious that it has to be done today, because I think the timing is going to be probably even, I wanted to start 3 weeks ago. I think the timing's even going to be better in a couple weeks, you know, when people start, if we start seeing some of the people, you know, getting back to work and the economy reopening. And I think that's really going to probably transpire at the end of May, beginning of June, assuming they get enough testing done out there, because that's the number one concern. We don't want to put this economy back to work when people aren't tested and we're just spreading the virus even more than we did around the first go-around. We don't want to see a relapse, for sure, right?
Okay, thank you, Mary Jo.
Good. Does that help you a little bit?
Yes,
no, you know my heart. I want to help you guys as much as I can. That's my whole goal. It's not about me.
Good
it's
heart.
About how do we make this thing happen and how do we help Manatech in the same, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, don't forget to be there on Saturday. You.
No, I've got my screen up to register here in a minute.
There you go. Yeah, I got to register. Okay, good. Anyone else? Any other questions, comments?
Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
This is Mary Willie. The article that you included with your outline,
uh-huh.
do you think it's a bad idea to send those? I mean, I was thinking of attaching something like that and creating an invitation for Man Alive, but I don't want to scare people if they haven't
thought
about
it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's talk about that. Can I help you, Mary, right out of the box?
Yes.
Man Alive is 12 hours, 35 speakers. Now, my fear about inviting somebody brand new to Man Alive is ADHD extra with exclamation marks. I don't even know how I'm going to manage that day in my life. Does this make sense to you? I'm just saying,
but how
my
about
perception
like,
of it.
Like a specifically targeted, so John Fleming, for example.
John Fleming would be perfect. And you want to know what time John Fleming is? I can tell you.
Yes.
So that's I can tell you that. I would put that invitation out there. I'm pretty sure they're going to make this available to the they're going to have a different.
They don't want you to release anything yet.
Oh, they don't want. Lydia's saying they don't want me to release anything yet because they're not finalized on the agenda. But
okay.
I think I'm pretty sure he's sometime in the afternoon.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to be probably the key guy. I'm actually, yeah, because I'm doing a recap after he speaks. I'm actually doing like a little recap of him. So I think it's like early afternoon is what they have it right now. But that, you, Mary, you're hitting the nail on the head. If I were going to invite somebody to this thing, they don't need to hear from people from South Africa and Korea and you know Nugent's on the agenda. This is about business, not about product orientation necessarily. So don't I know we love the products and we are all product oriented, but people that are looking for a gig today, they don't that you know, if you tell me you have the best owl in the world, that's all they need to know. and you've been around for 20-some years, and you know, this is a perfect opportunity at this time to help boost people's immune system. They don't need to hear Nugent talk for 25 minutes, right? You follow what I'm saying? I'm just trying to suggest, unless it's somebody that's going to compare products to something else and they have a level of sophistication there, you want to be really careful with how you deal with Man Alive with new prospects.
Okay, and they have to register, right? So
they have to, yeah. Registration's required. It's done by being done by Skype. So you don't? Oh, Lydia called this morning because when we saw the registration requirement, they can go to all
about
of.
About Manatech, and there'll be a direct link there.
Okay, on All About Manatech, here's a new. This will come out too. You're getting it first as from us. You can go to All About Manatech, and there's going to be a link there for people to watch, so they don't have to register.
Perfect. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that good? So that's helpful for, especially for new people, prospects. But you're going to want to know, when you see that final agenda come out, you're going to want to be able to take the specific, you know, what do you want people to see? Because there's a lot on it that you don't necessarily want them to see. You know, it's because a lot of it is aimed towards associates in the field today, and they're if they don't understand the premise and the background of Manatech, they're not going to understand all of that stuff. If they're already a network marketer and been doing it for 25 years, a seasoned network marketer looking at Manatech as a new company, then maybe some of that would make sense. But I'm just suggesting, don't overwhelm people with the agenda. Pick and choose what you think is most important when you see it, and then target that with the people you want to invite. I'll be on the whole thing because I'm a Manatecher, but I would not invite a brand new person to sit through Man Alive who is just looking at it as a prospect. I wouldn't.
Okay, thank you.
Just my opinion, okay?
So I appreciate that. But
yeah.
And back to those articles, do you think that that's a good idea to send out?
Yeah, I think,
new,
but I don't think you should send it alone. You follow?
Right, okay.
It's a great piece to say, you know, because it's absolutely dead on for us, isn't it? I mean, I'm trying to give you guys materials to use in your prospecting. So, yeah, I think it's like, you know, where do you see, there's a forever change in our economy because of this pandemic. What will that look like, and what makes sense to you? And how do you, you know, the other benefit, which I'm writing up in my brochure, is the fact that, you know, a pandemic hits or something like this. If you're a home-based business, my business grew almost 30% last month. The hardest hit month we've had in this nation, layoffs and businesses closing, everything else, and our business grew 30%. You follow? So there's something real about health being a number one concern in people's lives. There's something real about already having a home-based business, so you don't have to worry about some employer shutting you down. So you start doing that comparative. What do you want for your security in your life, right? Hello. So I think you have to add that into many lost jobs never return. But it's helpful. I mean, it's like because you go, why not work for yourself? If I work for myself, I never lose my job unless I fire myself, right? So there's tremendous benefits to being your own boss. Amen to that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet, Mary. Anyone else?
Yeah. Hey, Mary Jo. Excellent as always. And Lydia. And now Tammy, and if you guys signed her up, congrats. I watched Al Bala do the little interview with her, Tammy Lane.
Yeah, Tammy Lane. I introduced Manatech to Tammy Lane. I took Paulette and who else? Amanda Luttrell out to the West Coast with me to be in her 3-day training. The three of us, I brought it to them and said, hey, you guys, we got to go. If we're going to do Facebook, this is where we got to go. She's the best.
Yeah, so when you put together these things that you're doing with prospecting, are you going to use, I know we're going to learn a lot from her, are you using some of her tactics?
Well, you're going to learn a lot from her, but the most important thing that she has a phenomenal system on testing Facebook ads. She is top in the industry for a good reason. She knows exactly how to test a Facebook ad. In other words, you come up with a Facebook ad, you're not going to actually be using it probably for 2 weeks. Why? Because, first of all, we're going to test the first line of your ad. How much traction are we getting? How much traction are you thinking? Then you're going to test the picture. Then you're going to test the byline. Then you're going to test the coloration. Then you're going to until you have it so down pat that this thing explodes on Facebook. Because the problem with people running Facebook ads today is that they just draft one. They think they're real cutesy and they're artsy, and they put one out there, and guess what? No stick, no traction, no response.
The stuff you're going to sell for $29, will that go through some of her wisdom?
No. I'm not using Tammy. I was supposed to be, but there's a long story. Long story. Okay. But I have her training that I went out, the three-day training that I went out and spent with her.
I just know that, Manitech's bringing her on to speak on Saturday, and whatever she says, and I know you guys have been through it, that would be
huge. She's the best. But again, the process of how you check ads over and over and over again, because everybody's out there doing ads, right? And 90% of it don't work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so why do you want to spend a lot of money? You know, Facebook, they don't care whether your ad works or doesn't work. They just love collecting your check. You get it?
Yeah.
So the idea is, how do you draft this Facebook ad that really works? And so that's and I know you're benefited by hearing from Paulette, because she actually has been working with Tammy after we came back. I couldn't do it because I had 25 things on my platter, including Vision 2020, which I was in charge of. I mean, that was my baby I put together. So I didn't have the time to give Tammy Lane's program, so I didn't sign up to help take her training for the next, 3 months.
Okay.
But Paulette did. So, I mean, you're going to hear from her as well. So she'll talk about the things she's doing. All right? Good, good?
Yeah.
Perfect. Any other questions?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Is Saturday's training going to be recorded for replays later?
I think it is. They're fully recording Saturday.
Okay. Thank you.
They hired an outside production group at a pretty price. So that's why it's on Skype versus Zoom. And I would imagine they're going to have every single one of those available. Yeah.
Okay,
Mary Jo, this is Ginny. Do you think they'll be doing it so you can share them separately?
Correct.
So we don't have to have them go through the whole thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
You're going to be able to have John Fleming's piece. You're going to be able to have, And the reason I know so much about John Fleming and all this stuff is because I went and heard him speak a month ago with Al and with Kevin Robbins, because he was here in Dallas. So I spent 2 days at an event with John Fleming there and other experts in the industry. And then an extra day, Al asked me to stay for Monday, which is one of those Mondays I couldn't do my call because Al said, Mary Jo, I want you over there. And so I go, okay, I'll just forget I had a Monday. And I went over and listened to Larry Thompson for a full day. So, that's one of the reasons why I'm giving you a little more insight than perhaps anyone else has because of that background I have with him. Yeah. And why I have his slide. I didn't want to rob him of his great presentation on Saturday, so all I did was give you that one slide. But I'm telling you, this one slide I gave you on this Monday morning call is, to me, the most important slide he showed the whole time. And here's why. I'm sitting in the audience. I'm loving every word out of his mouth. I'm really enjoying the presentation about the gig economy. But I knew a lot about the gig economy. I've been following it for a long time, right? Because it's out there, and we know it's an alternative to doing network marketing and all this kind of stuff. But when he showed me the slide of what other companies, what the average income is of people that are in these other gigs, I was blown away. Why can't we compete with that? Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? When people see that kind of stuff, you can share that. When you share that with people that are in the gig economy, you're going, why wouldn't you want to do something as simple as Team 2, Team 4, and help your 4 get their Team 4 to make $1,000 a month? Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why do I want to ruin my car or ruin this or have to do this or have to build inventory? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. You notice there's just a huge, you know, aha moment around what people are actually making in those gigs. And look at how many are in there, totally committed to their gigs because they're getting an extra $200-$300 a month. And we have something that Team 2, Team 4, just by yourself without getting your Team 4 to Team 4, makes $500 a month. Hello? Some of you get that? You get the power of that side. It's unbelievably powerful. But that's why I shared it with you this morning. But a great presentation. You'll love John Fleming. He's really a very bright guy and been around. He's like a grandfather in the network marketing industry. Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Are we excited about Saturday? Absolutely. Are we all going to be there? Absolutely. Do we want to bring a prospect to sit through 12 hours of 35 speakers? I'm telling you, overwhelm. It'll just be a little overwhelm. If you want to segment them out when you see the agenda, great. But I knew if somebody would have done that to me to get me involved in a company, I would have probably, you know, and you could give them the agenda and say, hey, what do you want to step in and step out of, and let's schedule, I'll make sure to call you, you circle what you'd like to hear. I'm going to give you a couple suggestions, and let's get you on board. Because most people aren't going to want to give up 12 hours of their day. Now, if it's somebody that's really that close to signing up, or if it's a brand new person that just signed up, oh, that's a different story. If they're already in Manatech, you would love to do that. But if they're prospects, it's a whole different category of people. We don't want to drown them before they get started. But, okay, all right, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's get excited. Yeah, let's get some people out there. This is a perfect time for your new people on board to participate at this level. I will even be sending to my new people, I will be giving them, like, here's what my suggestion is. These are absolute do not misses, and then they can choose how much else they want to participate. That's what I'm going to do with my new associates. Because I also don't want to drown them. And they can always, here's the important thing. There's going to be the three takeaways on every speaker. And you can capture all of those three takeaways on every speaker. So that people who don't get to see a speaker, they're always going to be able to have access to the three takeaways. And then they can go back and decide whether they want to listen to it later on. Because they'll be capturing the audios on all these guys. Okay? Good? I think they're all gone. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. Get to work. Let's go make a difference in people's lives. Thanks.